So what we've got here are two births and two responses to those births. The first birth is John the Baptist. And what you see in John the Baptist is the announcement, then actually Zechariah's response to it, and then you see the birth, and then you see the praise, don't you, at the end there. But with Jesus' birth, you get the announcement with the angel, you get Mary's response, and then what happens next? It's not the birth, it's the praise. The praise happens before the birth happens. You see, I don't think God was punishing Zechariah. He wanted to get him to the place where he could praise him no matter what. And often things happen in our lives and our first response is, oh, God's punishing me. But actually, sometimes God is wanting to move us to that place that he needs us in. And so he was wanting to move Zechariah into that place. But I think the difference, one of the differences between Mary and Zechariah is, I think Mary asked a question, how can this be? Practically, how can this be? And then the Lord, and then the angel shared with her what the Lord had done. And then she goes into praise. But with Zechariah, same kind of question. And then Gabriel explains. And then he still goes on, but how can it be? So actually, it wasn't just a question. It was a questioning and a lack of faith. And I think, you know, we see that Zechariah is called blameless in the sight of God, don't we? I think actually a lot was expected of him. He was a priest. And I think you get that with his encounter with Gabriel. It's interesting, Gabriel doesn't say who he is to Mary. He only says who he is to Zechariah, because Zechariah had been in the presence of the Lord in the temple. And when he had questioned and questioned, and he probably should have known better, Gabriel comes and says, I am Gabriel, and I've been in the presence of the Lord. There's almost a bit of a rebuke there. Zechariah, you really should know better there. You know, I think when we're given much responsibility, I think actually a lot is expected of us as well. And I think as well in the first service, we were talking about we can get on in years in our faith and think kind of we've got it sorted. But you know, the Bible says, when you think you're standing firm, be careful you don't fall. And Zechariah actually in that moment did fall. He thought he was standing firm and there was that falling. But I don't think God punished him. I think God was just wanting to get him to the place where he could praise him. God was working both of their lives. So for both of them, something extraordinary had happened. Something unexpected had happened. Although much foretold, still unexpected. And God was going to bring a real blessing from that. But there was also going to be trouble in both of their lives because of it. But they both ended up being able to sing songs of praise to God. Mary got there a bit earlier than Zechariah did. So when something extraordinary happens in your life, when life bowls you a googly, what are you going to do? It's okay to ask questions. We know that. The Psalms are full of it. But ultimately, are we going to put our faith and our trust in God? Are we going to let, even in those difficult, unexpected situations, those songs of praise rise up from our souls? Don't know who you feel like today. Do you feel like Zechariah? Do you feel like Mary? I know who I want to be like. I know who I'm often like. I'm going to ask the band to come back up. Why don't you stand with me if you're able? We're just going to pray for a moment. Lord, we thank you for the example of Mary. And Lord, we say we want to be like her. We want to be ones that are quick to say yes and amen to what you call us to. What you call us to in terms of the blessing that we receive, but actually the trouble that's sometimes there as well that goes along with it. We want to say yes to you, and we want our songs of praise to rise to you, Lord. But Lord, we thank you for the example of Zechariah too, because we are so often like him. And thank you, Lord, that you got him to where you wanted him to be. You got him to the place that you wanted him to be at, to be able to declare your goodness and your plans and your purposes, Lord, in that prophetic way that he did. So Lord, thank you for these two good and godly people. Thank you for the example they are to us, Lord. Amen.